For those of you who are just tuning in, here are a few highlights of what we talked about on the program. It's time for Morning Sedition's Cliff Notes. After winning a second term by a record margin, New York Mayor Mike Bloomberg said he will never run for elected office again. The billionaire mayor said he plans to use his fortune to build a high-tech cave and a custom car, create a cool uniform, and fight crime under the name Rich Guy. The mayor added, criminals and evildoers, be forewarned. You have 4 years to clear out of New York City, then it's on. After leaving politics, Bloomberg plans to spend half his fortune on a one-bedroom apartment in Chelsea, get a Metro card, and just chill out. Heads of five major oil companies were drilled at Senate hearings where they tried to defend their record profits as consumers pay record prices. Democrats had wanted the executive to testify under oath, but Republicans rejected the idea for safety reasons, saying, if these guys put their hand on the Bible, this place could go up like a Roman candle. There was an uncomfortable moment when the oil company executives, not understanding what the meeting with the senators was for, began bidding to buy them. Phrase of the day, just drop it in the conversation. Sure, the Libya indictment is important to the nation. You know what else is important to the nation? The Cheney indictment, the Rove indictment, the Rice and Rumsfeld indictment, yeah. And the Bush impeachment. Wake up, sheeple. Libya's just a joker now. It's time to tear down the whole house of cards.
There you go.